Joining us now is our special player of the week for the Texas Rangers, one of their newest additions, Scott Heinemann. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. We appreciate you coming on the show, and got a lot to learn about you, man. So let's dive right in, and I just want to ask you, you play a lot of different positions. What are your best positions? What do you feel like you're best at defensively, power ranked, 1 through 3, starting with the best?
Power ranks?
Yep.
The past, my whole professional career, I've been an outfielder, so I'd have to say I go center field, right field, and then left field in terms of power ranks. And, coming up, growing up, I was always an infielder up and through high school and then played a little bit of infield in college. And so obviously haven't been back in the infield in about 4 years, but, I feel like if that needs to be there, I played some games in AAA right before getting called up at first base. There's still, it'd be a work in progress that, every day I just go out there and get better. And but I feel like, I could make it happen.
So, obviously, when you have guys that are versatile like that, you start talking about athleticism. And so I'd like you to hear you describe yourself as an athlete. What are your strengths? And were you just a baseball guy growing up, or did you play all the sports?
No, I played all the sports. In terms of just athleticism, I've always been, a little bit of a bigger rah-rah guy. My dad likes to say that my mentality is more suited for football. Once I got, heavily invested in baseball and knew that's the route I wanted to go, I stopped playing football after my sophomore year of college. But, I played all sports growing up, basketball, football, baseball, obviously just found a home with baseball. But, athleticism, athletically, I bring some speed to the game, some power and just, yeah.
All right. We're talking to Scott Heinemann on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So what has been your major league experience like? What has that been like thus far? What's been your favorite part of being called up to the bigs?
Just being able to experience with my family. I got called up on Thursday, and I was in AAA when it happened. And so I got to experience it with the guys that I've been playing with for a long time now. And so that was a pretty cool experience. And then just, always the imagine, what it'd be like to call my family and tell them, hey, we're headed to the show. And, I got to do that. And, they were on the first flight out and got to see them, before my debut and then, obviously after my debut. And so, those dreams are, they came true. And it was a pretty special moment for my family and me.
Our buddy Jared Sandler was telling us that your older brother is also a player and currently in the AAA level, I believe. So I'd just like to hear the age difference and you guys competing growing up and some of those kinds of things.
Yeah, my brother Tyler, he's a year and a half older than I am. Coming up, he was always the better one, the star player. And in my eyes, I still think that he is the better brother. He'd say differently, but that's just kind of how we look at each other. He's drafted in 2012 out of UCLA. He's been working his way up. He's been in AAA for a while now and, really knocking on the door this year, having a really good year. So we got to play each other once in college, which was pretty cool. I was a freshman. He was a junior. And then this year was the first time we got to play each other professionally. Where it happened to work out. We played each other for 2 series, and he's a catcher, and it was pretty cool because I homered the 2 nights that he caught. I homered both those sides, so it was pretty special to cross home plate and kind of see him there. And, I can't wait for him to, get his call and to see him up at this level.
Now, we're coming to you live from Oxnard right now, right outside of Ventura, and enjoying a little Cowboys training camp in California. You're a California guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in California.
Okay, so are you a surfer? Did you do some surfing or what what is your California lifestyle all about?
The California, laid back lifestyle, that's not so much me. My dad and mom are both New Yorkers and so we were always on the go. And, you know, even though I grew up pretty close to the beach, I haven't really been much of a beach guy. You know, I always, in the off season, I tell myself, hey, I'm going to, you know, make it back out to the beach. But I always say that with the hopes that I do. And, you know, the off season comes and goes, and I go to the beach like once. but, no, I love SoCal. You know, the weather's beautiful. Growing up there playing baseball, you can't beat it. The level of competition, just the chance to play every day with, you know, not a lot of rain, and, you know, it's pretty cool.
So what are your how'd your folks end up out in Cali from New York?
My mom is in the TV business, entertainment industry, and so that's what brought her out here. And my dad actually moved out here to be an actor, and you know, acted for a little bit before going into law enforcement. So that's what brought them together. You know, my mom was working a job, and my dad was trying out for a part, and so that's how they met. And that's yeah, that's pretty cool.
Does she still work in the biz?
Yeah, she actually, you know, she's still involved. She retired from her main gig just this past year. You know, she did it for, man, I don't know, 40 plus years, and you know, really had a lot of success. And so it was nice for her to get some time off. But yes, she still stays involved, takes meetings, and yeah, if something presents itself that she wants to take on, you know, she's definitely of interest.
Did that life ever interest you at all, being around it?
I'm a big TV guy. I love watching television. You know, I love sitcoms. Those are some of my favorite time. Met Your Mother, Two and a Half Men. So, you know, Charlie Sheen was always my guy growing up. But in terms of what she does, she's a producer. No, that is definitely not for me. I definitely got my dad's genes in terms of, you know, not wanting to read and do the things that all that that her job entails. And, you know, I credit her. I think I got a lot of my work ethic from her, just because it's a nonstop 24/7 gig. And, you know, she deserves a lot of credit because it's a tough job.
So we're talking to Scott Heinemann, one of the newest Texas Rangers on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You said that Charlie Sheen was your guy. At what point did he stop being your guy, or did he stop? Is he still your guy?
No, yeah, I love Charlie. And I actually, one of my family friends that was actually at my debut, Tony Todd, is his best friend. And so
yeah,
I've gotten to have you know, a chance to meet Charlie, and I actually talked to him after my debut on the phone, which was pretty cool. But no, I mean, he was my favorite actor growing up. Obviously, you know, in his prime, just with Major League, Two and a Half Men, you know, I couldn't watch that show without laughing. So I just loved watching him. He's really good at what he does, so it was a joy.
All right, awesome, man. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations. I know Ranger fans are excited to have you on the squad, and we're going to enjoy watching you for many years to come. And for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show, you're going to receive a $100 gift card to the greatness of Pluckers, a proud Ranger sponsor. Visit one of the 7 DFW locations today or check them out at pluckers.com. Have you been to Pluckers yet?
I have not, no.
I mean, you appear to be, I don't know, a really good shape. You probably don't have a lot of time for this, but if you're a wing guy, if you like to eat wings, you can no better than Pluckers.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it then. That's going straight to the wings.
All right, man. Hey, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes, Scott Heinemann.
Shut up, Kevin.
Man,
I like that slogan. These $100 are going straight to the wings.
Yeah, and yeah, that's the best anyone's ever said when we hooked him up with that. But man, I went for the Charlie Sheen thing, thinking at some point along the way he probably jumped off that bandwagon. But boy, that's pretty cool, man. He's like, no, that's my guy, and you know,
he's had some issues, but I'll ride or die with old Chuck.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And yeah, so Jared was telling us that he is good friends with okay, I don't know if this is on the record or not.
Oh,
Jared just texted us something that I don't know if I could say, but I can say this. He is, let's see, Scott is friends with Tony Todd. He mentioned that, and that's the guy who played Mickey Scales Does that all resonate with you, KT?
No, doesn't resonate with me at all.
Little Big League?
Oh, Little Big League. Yeah, of course, the Minnesota Twins movie.
Yeah, the Twins movie.
I always thought my friends overrated that one growing up.
I'll never forget it.
We do have interesting breaking news real quick.
All right.
I'll put it out there.
And this is regarding the Rangers.
So Shippy's just mailing it in.
Brought to you by the Radio.com Sports app. Brought to you by the Radio.com Sports app. And also Indeed. You can post a job today at Indeed.
Oh, Indeed you can.
Indeed.com/hire. The breaking news is Adrian Sampson to the bullpen. I'm seeing this from an Emily Jones tweet. Adrian Sampson to the bullpen. Kyle Allard will start Friday versus the Brewers.
I thought he was shortening it to Kyle.
I thought it was Kobe Allard.
I said Colby.
Well, I'm reading it, Emily Jones' tweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how
can
about
we get
that?
Another Allard?
Kobe Allard.
Okay.
Now that is the big acquisition that they got. For was it Brett Martin, right?
Chris Martin.
God, let's go to commercial break. Coming up next. Good God.
No, that's not breaking news that we're going to commercial break.
Breaking news, the Rangers lineup is out.